Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Merino.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The Lord is good. Amen. Give the Lord another clap offering this morning, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just as you're standing, once again, welcome. If you will open your Bibles with me in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Today's gonna, the message I'm gonna bring to you today, it's gonna be a little bit different. And I wanna preach today on the topic, the miracle of laying on hands. Amen. The miracle of laying on hands. I really believe that if the Bible teaches it, we ought to practice it. And there are some that do not practice it. And because they don't practice it, there's no miracles or nor healings. But we're going to see what the Bible teaches, because I want to encourage you that God will use anyone. God will use anyone that has the willingness to do it and believe God. Many times, and it's a blessing, many times we'll ask a pastor, we'll ask a minister, or we'll ask a leader or someone we think, or as they say, someone spiritual. But I believe that the moment you come into the kingdom of God and you become a son or daughter of God, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same spirit that lives in you. And it's the same power. Amen. And I mean, if I would ask you this morning, what are you going to do if the pastor's not around? The brother or the sister's not around? Or the elder? It's just you and God. And that time might come when you will have to lay hands on your loved one, your child, your daughter, your son. And I just want to encourage you, because we're going to see how Jesus, he would pray, lay hands on everyone. And many times I've seen it, even now more than ever, people don't really practice it no more. And one of the main things, and I'm going to tell you what it is, because of time. Time, or they'll have a separate room where they'll send you so that some elder will pray for you or lay hands on you. But when you look at the ministry of Jesus, he did it openly. He did it openly. And I really believe that when we put it to practice, God does miracles. So look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 14 and 15. Do you guys have it? It says, "Now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them." You know, Luke says it this way, "And Jesus, so he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her." And it says, "And immediately she arose and served them." Let me ask you a question. Would you rather be sick, or your loved one to be sick, or for them to arose and serve? Amen? I'd rather be in health and serve and not to be sick. Have you ever been there where you're real sick? And the first thing that crosses your mind is like, I want this to get over with because I want to get up. I want to do what I do. Now, as I'm going to preach, I want you to think about this. What sickness is there? Health, mind, whatever you want to call it. I believe in the miracles of laying on hands. Notice when you look in the New Testament, I believe it's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. The laying of on hands, it speaks of doctrines. Some say and believe that this is the doctrine of laying on hands. Doctrine simply means a teaching. And a doctrine never runs out. I like the fact that when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother. And she was sick with the fever. Think about that. Peter's wife's mom is sick with a fever. Notice, anytime you're going to see Jesus was in action, taking care of business. And I know one of the first things that people always say, and we get so accustomed to it, that we believe it, is we say, well, that's Jesus. We're not Jesus. But we are God's children. We are God's children. And in the Bible, you will read in the New Testament that God gave gifts to the body of Christ. And I really believe that God can use anyone. This morning, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, God can use you. If you believe, if you have faith, God can use you. Now, Jesus, he enters a house. Obviously, Peter's mother-in-law, she's sick. She has a fever. But the Bible says that Jesus touched her hand. Touch her hand. Or lay hands on her. And the Bible says that the fever left. Think about it. Luke says he stood over her and rebuked the fever. He rebuked. He didn't talk about the fever. He didn't talk about the problem. He didn't dwell on the sickness, the problem. He wasn't like, well, I mean, I wonder if this is going to go away. He didn't exalt the sickness. No, the Bible says that he rebuked the fever. In other words, told the fever to leave the body. Are you hearing me this morning? See, notice, I want you to get this. And I'm not here to criticize anybody. But when you look at the Gospels, Jesus never asked the Father. Jesus would rebuke the sickness. When you go to the New Testament, when the book of Acts, you see that they didn't pray, oh, Lord, heal. So, no. They would take authority and they would tell or rebuke the sickness to leave the body. Amen. So they weren't like, hey, God, please heal. I'm not saying God would answer prayer like that. But when you look at the gospel, when you look at the Bible, I mean, he rebuked the sickness. I mean, think. Now, this is not your power or my power. This is the power of Jesus Christ. So next time there's sickness in your home. And by the way, let me say this. I'm not telling you not to take medicine. I'm not saying that. Amen. I'm not saying that, you know, do these crazy, weird things. I'm not talking about that. But what I am saying is that let's believe and practice what the Word of God says. And Jesus, I like it because it says he rebuked the fever and it left her. How many know there's power in the name of Jesus? There's power in the name of Jesus. That's why when we rebuke something, we use it in the authority and the name of Jesus. Of Jesus Christ. So the Bible says that when he touched her hand, the fever left. And here it is, church, here it is. And she arose and served them. Served. Maybe made some rancheros, some breakfast, or I don't know. And you already know, church, that we want, all of us want to be healthy. We all want to serve. We all want to be active. Amen? So don't. No, I'm not going to say it. Oh, maybe next time. But use the authority that God's giving you. And never be embarrassed about it. I know what it is, church. I know it could be a little awkward. You're at home and your child might be sick or your husband might be sick. Or there's a situation, rebuke that sickness. Lay hands and say, in the name of Jesus, sickness, you got to go. You have no place in this place right here, this body. Now, the miracle of laying on hands. You know that the Bible teaches also that Jesus blessed children. How many have children? Amen. Not 30 years old. I mean, well, that too, amen. But praise God. But Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 to 15, it says this. The little children were brought. Look what the Bible says. The little children were brought to him, to Jesus. Let me tell you something, a little secret here, church. When you're deep in prayer, when you're deep in the presence of God, when you're going deeper with Jesus, I'm going to warn you right now. You'll get phone calls. People will ask you if you could pray for them. Now, think about this. Now, that's a moment for God to let you use you in a powerful way. And the Bible says that the little children were brought to him. To who? To Jesus. That he might put his hands on them and pray. But notice what the Bible says. The disciples, the followers of Jesus, they didn't really like the idea. It says, but the disciples rebuked them like, put a stop to it. that they wouldn't bring the children. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me. And it says, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. How many know that God loves children, church? I said, God loves children. Church, bless your children. Lay hands on your children. Bless your son. Bless your daughter. Prophesy over your children. And the Bible says, and he laid his hands on them and departed from there. Now, Mark chapter 10, verse 16 says this. And he took up in his arms. He would take up the children in his arms and laid his hands on them. Jesus would lay his hands on them. And the Bible says, and bless them. You know how such a feeling, great feeling that is? Let me give you an example. In the morning, they're about to go to school. And you bless your children. Father, I bless them. Protect them. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, that no evil will come upon them. Hallelujah. And that your favor would be upon them. Keep them away from evil, any attack of the enemy. I cancel everything that wants to come against them in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't be embarrassed, church. Just do it in faith. Just do it in faith. And God will use you. God will use you for his glory and honor. Now go with me to Luke chapter 4. The miracle of laying on hands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many are going to put it to work? Amen. Praise God. I mean, think about it. In life, we put everything else to work. We're good at yelling at them. Amen. Do this, do that. But here's the thing, church. If it's children, if it's an adult, a person, God can touch that person, heal that person, or whatever they might be going through, whatever, even an attack of the enemy, an oppression, a spirit of oppression, a spirit of depression. There is power in the name of Jesus. Practice it. See, church, let me say this. What is not being taught inside the house of God, you will not get that blessing. Or in other words, what you don't practice, you will not see. I mean, think about it. If we would never lay hands or pray for people, we wouldn't see miracles. The reason we see miracles and we see healings is why? Because Christ and the disciples, or even in the book of Acts, they would practice it. They would practice it. They would put it to action. So look at it this way. In your home, or even here in the house of God, or even in the parking lot, wherever it's at, church, the more we practice it, the more we get better at it. But God gets all the glory and all the honor, because you're just a vessel of God. You're an instrument of God that God wants to use. Now, look what it says. Luke chapter 4, verse 40 and 41. When the sun was setting, look what he says. All those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him. Do you keep saying the pattern? They would bring them to who? To Jesus. Because Jesus would lay hands, or Jesus would rebuke sickness and disease. And it says, and he laid hands on some of them. No, it says, he laid hands on every one of them and healed them. All of them. He laid hands on every single one of them, and all of them were healed. And it says, and demons also came out of many. Let me tell you something. People that are anointed, demons can't handle it. They will come out. I say they will come out. They're not going to hang around. They're going to come out, but they're going to leave. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Every evil spirit, everything that wants to destroy or come against the body of Christ, they have to leave in the name of Jesus. Amen. And demons also came out of many. Look what the Bible says. Crying out. The demons were crying out and saying, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And look what the Bible says. And he rebuked them. Rebuking them. He rebuked every demon. Demon, you got to go. Demon of this, you got to go. In the name of Jesus. This is the temple of God. God lives here. I said, God lives here. Church, don't let any spirit, anything that wants to attack you, attack your mind, attack your body, attack your family, your home. No, no, no. Use the authority that God's given you and be bold about it. And you say, I'm a child of God. If God be for me, who be against me? Amen? Don't let anything, church, anything or anybody to try to discourage you or destroy you. There's power in the name of Jesus. And don't play around with witchcraft. The Ouija, they read my 10 hands and 10 toes. No, no, no. Rebuke that. All that is demonic. I said all that is demonic. But this morning there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's freedom in the name of Jesus. You'd be surprised. I really believe that if we put to practice what the Bible says, one of the things is that people get desperate. People get frustrated. And because they don't have a strong relationship with Christ, they start trying other things, other avenues. And, you know, and then at that time, someone comes around at your workplace or someone says, you know what, I tried this and this. And guess what? There, a miracle happened. No, no, church. Just get hooked up with Jesus. Walk with Jesus. Hear me, church. Hang around with Jesus. Amen. Be in that environment of the power of God. The anointing of God. And everything begins to change. Matter of fact, everything begins to leave because the power of God is present. When you're in the right environment, church, everything has to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, think about it. If you're just listening to music about killing, murder, this and that, guess what? You're around that environment. Get in the right environment. I said, get in the right environment where you hear about the power of God, the forgiveness of God, the love of God, the healing power of God. That's the environment you want to be. That God restores. What are you right there listening to stuff that about, I'm going to take my life because my girl left me and... I'm going to cut 3 veins. All due respect for people that, you know, cut themselves. That's not of God either. I said that's not of God either. Amen. You need to get cut in the heart. You need to be broken by God. Where you recognize and say, you know what? I need Jesus. I need the love of Jesus. I need the mercy of Jesus. He's the only one that can change me, can transform me, can heal my wounds. It's the power of God, the love of God. And he rebuked them, and look what he says. He did not allow them to speak, the demons. Don't allow the demons to speak to you, church. Don't allow the demons to speak that tell you, take your life. Take your life away. Take more drugs. Do this. Do that. No, no, no. Don't allow it. You say no. You say, I got the peace of God. I got the joy of Jesus. I got the strength of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God helps me. God gives me the strength. Because if you allow them, guess what? You open the door, they take over. Hey, the devil doesn't respect, church. The devil doesn't respect. He don't care how cute, pretty you are, your title, where you come from. You open that door, guess what? He's coming in, and he's taking over. That's why the Bible says that when you enter a home, you bind who? The strong man. You got to bind the strong man. You know what's the strong man in your house? Or in you. You know what that is? What do you do? Bind it. Bind that thing in the name of Jesus. Shut them up in the name of Jesus. I said shut them up. Don't let them speak. You speak to it and say, I'm blessed. I'm a man of God. I'm a woman of God. Hallelujah. The favor of God's on my life. I got a power. And it says, for they knew he was Christ. Now, go with me quickly. I'm almost done. Mark chapter 16, verse 14. Mark chapter 16, verse 14. Don't stay quiet on me, church. Praise the Lord. Verse 14, it says, later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. And look what he says. What did Jesus do? He rebuked them. He rebuked their what? Unbelief. In other words, they were not believing. And hardness of heart. I think that's one of the saddest things, man, is when you're in unbelief and you have a hard heart. You don't want to open it up to what God wants to do in people's lives. We don't want nobody telling us anything. We just want to keep it shut. But you got to open it. You want God to do something new in your life, something fresh. Something powerful, something miraculous, supernatural. You got to open up your heart and have faith and say, I want to change. I want God to do something new in my life. I'm tired of this life. I'm tired of being a slave to sin. I'm tired. I want freedom. I want to be set free. And the Bible says, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, look what he tells them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How many know that everybody has to hear the gospel, church? Everybody has to hear about Jesus. Will they all receive it? No. But everyone has to hear, church. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. See, the signs that how Jesus used, God used Jesus on earth, those signs will follow you and me, those who believe. And it says, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. Speaking, Jesus is speaking. He's saying, in my name, demons. Amen. Church, never be afraid of a demon. There's power in the name of Jesus Christ. They will speak with new tongues. See, in this church, we believe in speaking in tongues. We believe it's our heavenly language, our connection with God. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, anyone tries to poison you, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. But how are they going to recover until you lay hands on the sick? Well, you know, it's cancer. The name of Jesus, his name is greater than the name of cancer. Whatever it is, in the blood, liver, lungs, whatever it is, the name of Jesus is greater. Let me tell you something. I'd rather practice it and to say, you know what? I did what the Bible says, and not to do anything. And in the Bible, you will find that many, God could not do miracles in a certain town, his town, because the Bible says there was no honor for Jesus. You know why? Here it is. Because everyone in that town were familiar with him. They saw the way he was raised. They knew him since he was small. And the Bible says he couldn't do miracles in that place. And the Bible says that he only healed a few. One word, unbelief. Unbelief. That's why you'd be like, how can God use him, or how can God use me? That's not your problem. Your job is just to believe God. Amen? It's not like you're going to get the credit, so chill. All the credit, glory, honor, and praise is for him. Jesus. He gets all the credit. Amen? You're just an instrument that is willing to be used by God for his glory and honor. So now on, church, practice it. Amen? Practice it. Even if you're going to, whatever it is, just practice it in faith and watch what God will do. There's times, church, where you're going to lay hands on yourself. Hallelujah. You lay hands on yourself. Lord, change me. I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad woman. Touch me, Lord. Amen. Because church, we can't just depend on the culture, society, what you hear. We have to believe what the Bible teaches. And if I see today, I'm just giving you examples of the gospel, some examples of the gospel. But if we believe and we practice what the Bible says, guess what? God will always honor his word. God will always honor his word. And I really, really believe, church, the more we practice it and we are doers of the word, we're going to see great supernatural miracles that the doctors can't even explain it. They don't even know what to say. They don't believe it. People are going to be like, what happened here? Guess what? It's a Jesus thing. It's a Jesus thing. Hallelujah. And let me say this with all due respect, church. Don't ever, I mean, you could do whatever you want. It's your life. But you hear people talk about, they talk more about the sickness than they talk about the healing power of Jesus. I'm not talking about denying it. I'm not saying that. God uses doctors. But if they would ask me, or if I have a need, I can say, you know what? It is true, but I'm believing God for total healing in my body. For God, they say that I might be able to function with one kidney. Yes, but I'm believing God, that God is a God of miracles and he can create a new kidney. And God has done it. I said God has done it. See, church, our God is not dead. We serve a living, almighty God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I want to lose weight. Guess God can make you lose weight. He'll make you sweat like crazy. Matter of fact, there's a miracle about that. Many years ago, a preacher, Spanish preacher, they were traveling, two of them, he was preaching, and while he's preaching, I got to see a video. He's preaching, and you could just see the weights just coming off. The sweat has everything wet. That's the God we serve, church. When you believe God, watch out what God can do. Amen. So what does that tell me? That if you want to change, you want to be better, guess what? If you believe, God can do it. Because God changes and transforms spirit, soul, and body. That's the God we serve. Please stand this morning. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at etngchurch.com.